We've been hit with some couple of nice days, two, three very, very nice days. So, it's been great. People have been out. They've been out and about at school holidays. So everybody's been out and about. But the fact of the matter is that the sea is still in a winter mode. And the sea is not in summer mode. And there's a difference between the winter sea, mood as well as the summer sea mood, because the sea becomes a lot more dangerous during the course of winter. And because we're still in the thick of winter and school holidays, many of you have taken advantage of some of the gorgeous weather that we've had and headed to the beach. As always, National Sea Rescue Institute have been saving lives over this particular period. And just yesterday, the NSRI Simonstown duty crew were activated following reports from the crew of Navy Patrol boats that they had found a 30-foot boat from Cork Bay, which had capsized and was adrift off Simonstown out in the False Bay area. Craig Lambanon, spokesperson for the NSRI, sent in a short voice note earlier about this particular incident.
During Thursday afternoon, NSRI Simonstown were alerted following reports from an SA Navy patrol boat that had come across a 30-foot local boat capsized and adrift at sea. On investigation, it was determined that three men had been on the boat that had launched earlier in the day, but no sign of the three men could be found. NSRI Simonstown, NSRI Komiki, NSRI Strandfontein launched sea rescue craft. The emergency services responded and the SkyMed rescue helicopter joined the search. The SAS Protea also joined in the search from the SA Navy. During an extensive search operation, two of the men were located in the water. Sadly, one of the men has been declared deceased. The body of that man has been taken into the care of the Forensic Pathology Services. Police have opened an inquest docket. One of the men was transported to hospital by ambulance in a critical condition. He has stabilized and is recovering in hospital. A search continued for one man that remained missing. That search is ongoing. No sign of the man can be found. And a police dive unit have been alerted to continue an ongoing search operation. A police inquest docket will run in conjunction with the South African Maritime Safety Authority investigation into this incident. NSRI Simonstown, NSRI Komiki and the SAS Protea are continuing in an effort to recover the capsized boat that remains adrift at sea. And efforts will be made to bring the boat ashore, where it will be taken into the care of the South African Maritime Safety Authority and police for their investigation.
And the one thing I'd love to urge you this afternoon is find out exactly where your nearest NSRI is. Support them. If you can go onto their website, NSRI, find exactly what their bank details are. Support these people because they are not government supported. And these people, like Craig Lambanon and the other superstars of the NSRI out there, David Tarn, the people that we know on board the NSRI, these people do fantastic work and they put their lives at risk. So please make sure that you support them. That's the NSRI story with Craig Lambanon. And also to report a sea rescue emergency, you need to dial 112 from your cell phone. So if you see somebody in distress, and this is an emergency situation, it's not a time to go and play fool or anything like that. This is very serious business. So if you do see an emergency, please dial 112 from your cell phone. And then in some other related news, the NSRI's Pink Rescue Buoy has become part of an emergency flotation equipment trial out in Sydney, Australia earlier this month. Andrew Ingram, the NSRI Sea Rescue Drowning Prevention Manager, explains this.
Last week, the National Sea Rescue Institute's Pink Rescue Buoy formed part of an emergency flotation equipment trial in Sydney, Australia. The Pink Rescue Buoy program was started by Sea Rescue in November 2017, and at the moment, 424 Pink Rescue Buoys have been rolled out between Port Nolloth on the west coast and Richards Bay on the east coast. The Pink Rescue Buoys have been used to assist 43 people who were in danger of drowning. 15 of them were people who went into the water to help somebody else and said afterwards that if it weren't for the Pink Rescue Buoy, they would have found themselves in difficulty. Surf Life Saving New South Wales has started a trial on rescue flotation equipment designed to assist a member of the public in the event that they attempt to rescue somebody from the water. The project, which is taking place on Thursday, Friday, and early this week at Manly Beach in Sydney, aims to test a variety of flotation devices from around the world, including the NSRI's Pink Rescue Buoy, for suitability on Australian beaches. This trial will form part of the research into the perceptions, motivations, and mechanisms of bystander rescue. Soundbite by Andrew Ingram, Sea Rescue Drowning Prevention Manager.
And it's Andrew Ingram chatting to us about their Pink Rescue Buoys. Now, locally, the NSRI has put up Pink Rescue Buoys on beaches and near rivers and dams around the country. The aim is to provide flotation for a member of the public to throw to someone in difficulty in the water. Now, the local emergency number is on the sign, as well as a request to return the buoy after use. And last year, the buoys were shortlisted as a finalist for the Innovation and Technology in Maritime Search and Rescue Award.